This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving, got to spend some time with their family and friends and reflect on the good things that are happening in their life. Too much, I think, nowadays can be focused on negativity and Thanksgiving. One of the great aspects of it is to look back and give thanks for everything that we are thankful for. To kick off this weekend's show, in the first hour we will be talking economics, and in the second hour we will be having the KER Politics Hour to follow us up. And to kick off this segment, I have on the line with me George Jarrow, RBC Wealth Management Managing Director. George, I follow your emails on a daily basis that discuss the open interest in gold. And it was a very interesting change that we saw on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, after options expiration. Can you discuss this big change that we saw in terms of open interest, please?
Well, let me start by first saying that the change is more interesting than other option expirations, because on COMEX, options that are in the money at night when there is an expiration become futures contracts the next day in somebody's account, either long or short. So that a put option will become a short and a call option becomes a long. And we had over 1,300,000 open interest going into option expiration in futures options on gold. And lo and behold, after the option expiration, we see that we're down to 863,182, so a huge difference. Normally, our difference is somewhere between 150 to 200,000 options, of which most are abandoned and many become futures contracts. Here, it was a big difference, and we had a lot of shorts coming into the market, pushing the market, and there were other factors that pushed the market down today. TOCOM was closed, so selling pressure came from the Far East to the COMEX. Also, we had figures this morning that held up what we saw at 2 o'clock this afternoon from the Fed. The Fed minutes are telling you pretty much that they're sort of decided more or less, but more, to having a Fed rate hike increase on December the 17th. Now, the market has already done the Fed's work, and so the 10-year has moved up from the 1.7, 1.8 to 2.3, 2.4 area, which is much more than the quarter point that people are expecting December 17th. And so all these combined with the story out of India that the Modi government was thinking of banning gold imports, all of these technical factors together combined at once brought a bunch of selling, especially after traders saw that once more we had a huge Dow move, record high. Of course, now we're seeing a little profit taking in the NASDAQ, but let's put it this way, all these months of uncertainty, and suddenly after the election process, seeing that our new president is not bringing forth a stock sell-off, and a lot of traders having to change their portfolios, resulted in days and days of record high Dow futures, all of which means that no one was looking at gold, and it was off the asset allocators' radar.
So just so everybody knows, we are recording this segment later in the day on Wednesday. So that's what George is referring to in terms of all the news and data points that came out on Wednesday. And George, I have to agree with you. It's almost the perfect storm to pull gold down. Plus, let's not forget the U.S. dollar, which is continuing its breakout to the upside. You mentioned this 1180 level. You think that this will be the stop out and the sell-off should end, considering we are oversold in many different charts for gold?
Yes, I think that this could be a very good area if we begin to stabilize here this coming week. I think that you'll start to see some bargain hunting. And as far as the dollar index up in the highs, over 100, 101 and change, of course, the strong dollar will continue to be strong because of the rate hike, and the strong dollar will continue to bring possibly longer-term buyers to gold as other sufferers of weak currency holdings in South America, in the Eurozone, or even in England, and they will see weaker currencies. And so, yes, there is a lot of buying interest in the Eurozone, Far East, and China, year-end probably. China near the new year is always interested in buying gold. And then eventually we'll see what happens with India, where these stories have been coming of a possible import ban on gold, but we're not sure about that yet.
So, George, let's talk about this international money that has, as you mentioned, there was some selling that came from international markets in gold, but there also has been some money, I believe, flowing into the general U.S. markets from the weakness that we've seen internationally. Why don't you think that money is getting at least portionally allocated to gold?
Well, let's put it this way. The strong dollar is a double whammy for people outside this country, because if they invest in U.S. stocks, they must buy dollars in order to pay for the U.S. stocks. So that, too, strengthens the dollar. The higher interest rates always strengthen a currency. And so I think the attention that gold deserves is not being felt.
I guess that's a very good point there, George. One final comment. What's the relationship with silver here? Because silver has been getting sold off, but it was levitating up with the argument of base metals staying up there, too. Do you think silver is getting pulled down because of its precious metals factor?
Absolutely. I think silver has always been referred to as poor man's gold. I was looking at the open interest in silver as well at 171,000, and silver has been pretty much the same. Last Tuesday was 169,000, and going back, it was 195,000 at the end of October. So silver has pretty much followed gold, but what has not followed gold is copper. And copper has been breaking out, and copper has been doing very well, and it looks like copper is benefiting from a number of things, automobile sales, housing, stimulus in Europe, stimulus in the Far East, and it seems to me like copper is going to continue getting some interest from traders and speculators, because the rebound in copper was upbeat because all the data here is showing that the manufacturing in the U.S. and the Eurozone is helping copper.
One final comment now, George. Discussing this Fed rate hike that seems like it's all but a done deal coming in December, do you think the markets, in a broad sense, have overdone the moves? They're almost predicting more than one rate hike right now.
Yes, I think that just looking at the 10-year, it's looking at more than one rate hike and probably is already discounting that. And the markets have been ahead of the Fed for quite some time now.
All right, George Sugero, always enjoyable chatting with you, George. Thank you for your insights. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. chatting with a new guest today, and a guest that I think is very much an expert in the uranium sector. We're going to be chatting about uranium and some of the fundamentals that he sees in the market that point to potentially a change from what we've seen, but maybe a little bit further down the road. The guest's name is Mr. Craig Perry. He is an exploration geologist with a long history in the industry, which I will give him some time to explain that history. He is also the co-founder of NextGen Energy, which I think a lot of people have been following their big discovery, as well as now CEO of ISO Energy, which is a spin-out from NextGen. So, Craig, to kick us off, can you please just give us a little background on your history in this sector?
Yeah, Corey. Look, thank you for having me on. Great to be speaking with you. So, look, I spent the better part of 10 years with Rio Tinto, most of that time in exploration, and that's somewhere where I came to know and love the uranium business, having worked on the Kintyre pre-feasibility study, which then became a sale process. We sold Kintyre back in 2008 to Cameco for $300 million. Gave us a real good insight into the value of uranium assets and where things can go in the right market. We left Rio, well, I left Rio back in 2008 to start a group of companies. And one of the things that we founded out of those group of companies is a company called NextGen Energy. And of course, we've made the Arrow discovery up there in the Athabasca, something that's really starting to shape up to be one of the great discoveries of all time in any commodity. Tremendous big resource there and a very high grade resource. So that's gone very well. We've taken the market capitalization of that business when we started it in 2012 from about $10 million to, we're currently sitting at $700 million market cap and fast moving towards a $1 billion market capitalization. So that's a great outcome, and we want to do that all again in ISO Energy. I suppose looking at the sort of broader picture, it's a bit of a tough time for the uranium market, but we do think that things are bouncing along the bottom as we speak. The spot uranium price down at around $18.50 a pound, so at sort of 10 to 15 year lows, if you like. So I suppose uranium, we see at the moment as being the ultimate contrarian investment, really. And you've seen a run-up in prices in most other commodities in recent times, particularly gold, copper, zinc. And then even in coal, coking coals run very hard, of course, from $70 a ton up to $310 a ton. And look, I've just done a roadshow through the US, meeting investors in San Francisco and down in Miami. And I suppose one of the things that we see that's quite interesting is a lot of people are looking for that next commodity to move. And if you look around at the space, of course, there isn't much left out there that hasn't moved up the way these other things have.
Well, Craig, I think it's noteworthy to see the uranium price down with a one handle to kick it off. $18.50 is what uranium's currently trading at. It has just been beat up over 2016, which we talk a lot about fundamentals for uranium, and most people focus on the demand side. But the problem I have with focusing on the demand side is that it's a whole lot of if and when. It seems like Japan is going to be bringing on their reactors, but everything is happening slower over there. So what I wanted to do with you is talk about the supply side fundamentals in uranium. Can you share some of your insights in the supply side?
Look, absolutely, Corey, and I think that being on the supply side, being miners ourselves, explorers, developers and miners, that's where we have the most visibility. You know, we're supply side tragics, I suppose, as I've heard someone once describe us. And look, on the supply side, of course, what you're seeing right at the moment is with prices where they are, you now have a situation where 75% of the cost curve, 75% of production is losing money, or probably even a little bit more than that. And you know you can't have that situation go on for too much longer. We've been in this low price environment really for the past 12 months, and I think we haven't got too much longer before you see really material closures. And in fact, we've seen some mining projects shutting down over the past 6 months. I think you've seen good industry leadership from groups like Cameco, Cameco being the world's largest corporate supplier of uranium. Those guys have shut down their US producing assets, taking really several million pounds out of the market. So really good industry leadership and a fair indication of where things are heading on that front. Of course, you're starting to see challenges in some of the other producers. There are guys, the ISR projects in the US, that really need prices significantly north of where they are at the moment to be making money. So you can start to see more closures in the US coming along. You see projects like Rio Tinto's giant Rossing mine in Namibia. We understand there that that's potentially subject to future closure and is meeting some challenges. In Rio Tinto's other business, ERA, which they are one of the major shareholders of in Australia, you've seen closure of, or sorry, non-renewal of their production facilities there. I think they were looking at studies that would keep that going for a number of years to come. They've decided not to go ahead with continued mining there and are only actually now processing stockpiles. So you're seeing products starting to come out of the market in a really significant way. And I think what you see is that as this price environment goes on, you'll see a lot more of those closures and things will ramp up. And I guess we're seeing now situations where guys like Paladin, the ASX-listed uranium producer, so they're, we understand, struggling to refinance their debt. That potentially puts some of their production at risk, possibly not all of it. But again, more evidence of those closures coming. So I think once that starts to roll out, you'll see things start to return to a normal pattern and eventually prices will start to rise again. Now, I can see that happening over the next 12 months or so, and I think the market is saying as much as well. It's been a long time coming. I think the demand side and with the Japanese reactors coming on a lot more slowly than people expected, that's been one of the hurdles that we've had to get over. But really now it's the supply side and those closures that are going to drive the price up going forward. And then just on that, I think you're starting to see other investors appreciate that current situation. And we've seen a few serious green shoots, really good green shoots in the industry or in the sector in the past couple of weeks. So I'm very pleased to be talking to you at a time like today where you've got Cameco in the past 2 weeks is up 30-35%. NexGen Energy, our company, NexGen, which I sit on the board of, we're up about 30% in the same time frame, and good, strong buying coming back to the sector, some serious volume coming into those stocks. So I think we're on the verge of something of a change, and in large part driven by that supply side challenge that we have.
So unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment for the radio, but Craig and I did continue our conversation. We dove more into what it would take for the price to get back on track so that companies would not need to shut down as many mines as we are predicting right now. And we also talked about how Trump could influence the uranium sector in terms of new policies. To check out that interview, come to kereport.com and click on the posting of the weekend special that will accompany our weekend show.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. We have a special couple of segments for you right now. We are chatting with Dr. Michael Jewett. Michael Jewett is an oncologist and a urologist. He is chairman of the Photodynamic Therapy Medical Advisory Board for a company that we have been following for about 3 years, and that company is Theralase. We wanted to get Michael Jewett on the, or Dr. Jewett on the program primarily to get a medical view as to exactly what is going on with Theralase. Theralase, just to bring some of you up to speed who are perhaps listening on the radio for the first time, is a Canadian company headquartered in Toronto. They are involved in a cancer cure situation, which Dr. Jewett is going to explain. They also have a second division, which is providing some very interesting little cash flow for the company. Dr. Jewett is involved with Princess Margaret Cancer Center. Dr. Jewett, I have a question for you. Why, number one, did you agree to become associated with Theralase for this non-muscle invasive bladder cancer anti-cancer technology in the first place, sir?
Well, firstly, let me thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about this area, which I'm very passionate about. And I would say there are three reasons. One is that we have a disease state that has not had an effective therapy innovation for over 30 years. The last time there was any drug approved for this was 18 years ago, and it is particularly effective. So there's a crying unmet need that's recognized by the FDA in Washington and Health Canada as well. The second reason is that I have been involved in a series of clinical trials for bladder cancer, including the only other photodynamic therapy trial more than 20 years ago. And I've learned from that how difficult it is to demonstrate efficacy for any agent. And I hope I've learned something about the ways to do trials. The last reason is that this photodynamic therapy itself has got a lot of intriguing characteristics that make it promising. And I learned in the previous trial that we had some things to learn about it, and this company Theralase has systematically addressed the problems we identified in the trial that I was involved in previously. And overall, I'm very bullish about not only the therapy, but also the specific approach to that therapy.
Well, Dr. Zhu, that is what I wanted to talk about next, and it had to deal with your experience in this area and dealing with this type of cancer treatment earlier, and what you learned from that, how you're planning on, or how you are helping Roger and his team move this potential cancer cure in the right direction. Can you please explain?
So photodynamic therapy for your listeners is a treatment in which the patient receives a drug called a photosensitizer that's in turn activated by laser light that is very specific tuned to a wavelength. And that wavelength, when it reaches the molecule of the photosensitizer, releases, let's call it toxins, but they are singlet oxygen radicals, which are damaging to the normal cell function, and the cancer cells are killed. The difference in that kill between cancer cells and normal cells is the therapeutic index, and it's very high, so it's very selective. So bladder cancer is particularly good model to work with because the drug, the photosensitizer, can be placed in the bladder as a wash, and over a period of an hour or so, the molecules of the photosensitizer are absorbed into the lining of the bladder, which is where the cancer is. And then the laser light can be put into the bladder, a laser fiber, and turned on like a light bulb inside a room, and it can be very finely modulated to the right total dose that is estimated to be required to activate those molecules that are now in the cancer cells. And then following those patients, this will cause death of the cancer cells, and we can readily monitor them. We can put a scope in, we can look at it, we can biopsy it, we can collect urine samples to look for cancer cells or hopefully the absence of those cancer cells. So it's a perfect model system to work with to test efficacy.
Doctor, can you give us a little bit of background, not so much on yourself, but on the Princess Margaret Cancer Center? And that's an interesting connection because Roger has told us numerous times in the past that a lot of the work that Theralase is undertaking right now in terms of testing is going on at the Princess Margaret Cancer Center.
So this is a cancer center associated with not only the University of Toronto, but the University Health Network, and has been around for about 60 years. It's consistently in the top five cancer centers in the world by various metrics, including impact of its scientific inventions. And it's a very large institution. Give you an example, it has more radiation machines than any institution in the world. Large volumes of cancer surgery, bladder cancer in particular. And most importantly for this project, we have a large scientific institute with not only biological but physics researchers. And so this is why this has emerged from this scientific community. And then we provide the clinical opportunity to do the testing. The physics group have been involved in laser therapy and photosensitizers, photodynamic therapy for prostate cancer, bladder cancer, and brain cancer for more than 30 years. So it's got a very deep legacy of expertise, which makes it ideal to do this study.
Well, I can say my wife actually went to nursing school out at the University of Toronto, and she even speaks very highly of Princess Margaret, just in essence what that hospital does. And as you mentioned, Dr. Jewett, how well they are ranked year after year after year. One topic that I do want to quickly chat with you about before this segment's over is this unmet need in the non-muscular invasive bladder cancer sector. You said there hasn't really been any advancements made in a number of years. Why is that? What's going on in this sector that there hasn't been these developments?
Well, let's put it in perspective. Bladder cancer is more frequent in men, and in men it's the fourth commonest cancer. And not only is it common in terms of new cancers each year, but it also has a very high prevalence rate, meaning patients who have had bladder cancer and are being monitored. And this collectively makes it actually the most expensive human cancer for treatment. A subset of patients that present with bladder cancer have it in the lining of their bladder as opposed to invading or growing into the wall. And that's where this word non-muscle invasive bladder cancer comes from. And it's about three quarters of new patients have this subtype. And of those, about a third have a nasty variant that has a very high propensity to spread and be fatal. So currently about one in four patients die that are diagnosed with bladder cancer, which is quite a high ratio. And the patients that die, a lot of them start off in this subgroup of a non-muscle invasive. We call them high-grade bladder cancers. These recur despite scraping them out. They recur despite putting in medication. The best medication we have is an immune therapy called BCG, and we instill that at intervals, and it elicits a body response to the cancer cells.
Dr. Jewett, if I can just interrupt you for 1 second. Sorry to do this. Got to take a real quick break for a commercial here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Dr. Michael Jewett.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Back, continuing our discussion with Dr. Michael Jewett. Dr. Jewett is the chairman of the Photodynamic Therapy Medical and Scientific Advisory Board for a company that we have been following for about 3 or 4 years now, Theralase. Dr. Jewett, you were talking a little bit about the bladder cancer, the danger of bladder cancer. And when I say danger, obviously I'm referring to, A, the cost of treatment, but even more importantly, the mortality rates.
Correct. And the subset that we were speaking about are the patients with this very aggressive cancer that initially is confined to the lining of the bladder. Typically, these patients are treated first by scraping out the cancer that can be visualized, but then given an adjuvant therapy with instillations into the bladder of this drug I mentioned, BCG. It's quite effective in a proportion of patients, but in those that fail that therapy, the only therapy that we really have is to remove the bladder, and that's called cystectomy. And you can imagine the implications. Not only is it a big operation with some complications, but the urine has to be taken out into an ostomy or a bag or a new bladder created, and there are implications with urinary leakage and impotence, sexual dysfunction. So this is an operation that obviously patients are reluctant to undergo unless it's absolutely necessary. So the FDA has recognized that there is a great need to have an effective alternative therapy. And they've been very, very involved in defining the yardsticks for the trials that would be done for new agents. And unlike a lot of other malignancies, we have a guideline from the FDA that defines the type of patient that should be tested and what sort of outcomes should be met or yardsticks crossed, if you will, in order to get drug approval. So Theralase has been very sensitive to this, and the trial with this photosensitizer is starting with a phase one trial, which is the standard way to approach new drugs. That is a trial aimed purely at establishing safety. This is particularly important with photodynamic therapy because the one trial that we did in the past failed on the safety side, with scarring of the bladder and pelvic organs. So despite the fact that it worked to kill cancer, it didn't leave a functionally useful bladder after the treatment. So we're about to open this trial literally within days with our first of what we hope will be 9 patients, potentially 6, in which we will look at the side effects of the treatment and measure blood levels of the drug, the photosensitizer.
So now, Dr. Jewett, I want to get on our, I'll call him our resident doctor, Dr. Richard Postma. He joins us every day, as most of our listeners know, to talk about different stocks. But we threw Theralase, the company, over to Doc when we were first introduced to it, and he had some very interesting comments. Doc is a retired physician, a urologist. So I guess I'll call you Richard Postma or Dr. Postma. Can you please enter the conversation? Do you have any questions or a discussion for Dr. Jewett?
Absolutely, Corey. When I first was asked to look at this company, I was intrigued, and I'm pretty conservative, and because there's a lot of new therapies and drugs brought forward to be studied, both in the lab and clinically, that people get real excited about. And most of them never are commercialized or make the market. And so when I looked at this, I was intrigued from the standpoint of the fact that the lab studies, the efficacy seemed to be really quite high. The results in the lab were quite good. And plus it seemed to impart an immune response to future cancer. But the other thing that intrigued me was the possibility that toxicity from this therapy or from this treatment might not be a problem going forward. And that's really what kills a lot of drugs that are tested from a chemotherapeutic standpoint. The toxicity is such as they go through clinical styles, trials that the drugs don't come to market. And so I found this very intriguing from that standpoint and felt that the odds were very good that this could eventually be commercialized. And I know, Dr. Jewett, you talked about efficacy previously on the segment, and you kind of inferred toxicity, but could you concentrate a little bit more on those two subjects as it relates to your lab studies?
So the what we call the preclinical studies, which encompass not only real lab basic measurements of the drug and so forth, but also in an animal model in which bladder cancer that was actually a human cancer that was implanted into the lining of the bladder and grew as a human bladder cancer. In all of these scenarios, we found not only were the cancer cells killed, but that the wall of the bladder was preserved in its normal architecture. That is, the muscle cells still were muscle cells and not scarred. And the amount of the drug that penetrated into the bloodstream, therefore going around in the body, was very low. That we haven't mentioned, but that's important because in our previous study with a completely different agent, patients had to stay out of daylight for an extended period of time because of risk of sunburn. So it's not just the therapy in the bladder, but other organs are at risk also.
Well, that's an interesting point there, Dr. Jewett, and maybe, Doc, if you could jump in again. Does this address kind of what you were thinking when you first looked over Theralase?
Absolutely, and that's what intrigued me about it were the results of the preclinical studies on the cancer that was induced into the animals. Not only were the results appeared to be equivalent to anything that would potentially be on the market for humans today, but it actually could exceed some of those treatments that are currently used on humans. That's number one. Number two was the importance of what Dr. Jewett just said about the toxicity, because that is what really is an obstacle to a lot of chemotherapy therapeutic agents and other drugs that are attempted to be brought to market. It's the toxicity of these drugs that often kills the projects. And so I found that those two things were paramount in when I looked at this part, our particular therapy.
So, Dr. Zhu, one more follow-up question really quick. When we have been talking to Roger, he's been talking about these phase 1B clinical trials. Can you discuss a time frame that you think this is all reasonable to have done on well, a best practices level?
Well, as I'm sure Roger pointed out, that the regulatory hurdles to get any clinical trial up and running, particularly with the moving parts of this trial, seem to take forever. So we just got approval for this trial on October 20th, the final regulatory approval, which was called Investigational Testing Authorization. We were poised in every way to enter our first patient subject to that approval, but we had to get final sign-off from things like bioengineering and the like. So we think that by the beginning of December, we'll be in a position to enroll a patient, that is to approach them for informed consent and proceed to treatment. So we're on the cusp of being ready to go. The patients who meet the criteria, and then of those that will consent to the trial, because it, you know, it is a certain a trust here to undergo a new therapy, and not every patient's willing to take that kind of risk. I'm optimistic that we'll be able to treat these up to 9 patients over the next 6 months or so. The beauty of this trial also, and this disease state, is that the endpoints are met relatively quickly, and they're well recognized by the FDA that we have to check the patient at 3-month intervals, and the outcome at 12 months is the critical endpoint, although they like to see data past that. But 12 months from the last patient treatment should give us the answer.
Okay, they're ending on a positive note. Remember, there is no key that this is going to go anywhere. I have to say that for regulatory reasons. Also remember, I am a bit of a shareholder in Theralase, as is Doc. Dr. Michael Jewett, thank you so much for your time. We certainly appreciate it.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.